I think for me, the most important consideration to keep in mind is consultation and engagement. So that's really been essential to our work in bringing forward different issues that should be considered in the impact assessment process, including gender-based analysis plus impacts. And there's really no substitute for meaningful consultation, engagement, and partnership. So to give an example, I can talk about the policy development process that led to our Impact Assessment Act that I mentioned in my previous answer. So there was a very extensive engagement process over 2 years where the government engaged with Indigenous peoples, with companies, as well as associations like the Mining Association and mining companies and other industrial sectors, other levels of government in Canada, civil society groups like environmental groups and other civil society groups, and members of the public. And so it was really a collective effort that raised many different views on what should be included in an assessment process. And the government, used that consultation exercise to really inform the thinking about how the legislation should be designed. We had an expert panel that was struck, and the expert panel also conducted engagement. So it traveled all across Canada, meeting with different groups and developing recommendations and advice for the government. And we had parliamentary committees that also conducted hearings and had meetings.